movie time again. Another time machine clip, this time featuring the Game Boy printer. This was truly awesome. I had so much fun using this. I mean, to think you've got a handheld, like, Game Boy, and they come out with a printer for it. This is so cool. Alright, so it's got its own little special paper that they don't make anymore. It's got an adhesive backing. You peel off the back and whatever you print turns into a sticker. It was compatible with a few games such as Super Mario Bros. Deluxe for Game Boy Color and of course Game Boy Camera, which we'll also look at. Alright, let's pull out Game Boy Advance SP. Fortunately, the Game Boy Camera will end up being upside down, but you'll get the point. In. Gotta love the intro with Mario dancing. And here's an Easter egg. Press up on the control pad to make him dance faster. Or down to make him dance slower. Alright. So, both the Game Boy Camera and the Game Boy Printer, Nintendo made them about 10 years ago. Got them at a Best Buy store for about $20. $20 for the printer, $10 for the camera. So that was when they were starting to die out, and I'm glad I got them then. Alright, let's see. First of all, there's games on here. Kind of like a shooter kind of game. And you could shoot one of those three chips that come up just now to select a different game, such as Ball or DJ, which is very sophisticated, or a game called Run, Run, Run. And you can press B to kill yourself. Alright, let's get to the picture stuff, huh? Shoot. The wacky stuff that comes up that makes, like, no sense. Alright. Oh, it's looking at my face. Alright. Let's turn it this way. Alright, yeah, you could rotate the head up to 180 degrees. Let's see. You're seeing stuff, but it's upside down. Let's see. Let's take a picture of something. Take a picture of the printer. Man, it's really hard to do this upside down. You know, like, all your coordination is screwed up. Alright. Yeah, it looks cool. Alright, we'll save it. And let's go and check it. And, you could choose a frame you want for it, a comment for it, which will print underneath it. Delete. You could also, there's a little paint program, and you could put stamps on it too. Let's go to print it. Alright. Now, a Game Boy printer, you need a original Game Boy link cable, which they were nice enough to supply with the printer when you bought it. And hook it into the SP. Go in there, you little stubborn. Alright. And now we'll turn the printer on. Okay, it feeds out a little bit every time you turn it on. Print. A. Transferring. You get that little animation while it's printing. Here it comes. Alright, cool.
Tear it off, feed it a little bit, and rip it. Turn it off.
And of course we have to flip it upside down because we took the picture upside down. There it is. Pretty good quality, actually. Then you can just peel off the back, have it as a sticker, and put it somewhere. Alright. Cool Easter egg with the Game Boy printer, actually. You could print a test print whenever you want. Hold down the feed button and turn the power on. Prints out a little banner. Hard to make out, but that leftmost icon is Mario's head, and it says hello, and then the icon on the right is the Game Boy printer.
That's a little Easter egg there. Get that out of there. Alright. Let's try the printer out with Super Mario Bros. Deluxe. You can print out things like pictures of characters. You can print out 8-bit sprites. I think that's in. Why does that feel so awkward going in the Game Boy Advance SP? Whatever. What the? Wouldn't turn on. There we go. Jeez, that was weird. Alright.
Super Mario Bros. Deluxe was an awesome game. I played it so much that I got it when it first came out. It's truly awesome. Alright. Let's go to Toy Box. Pick a toad. You could print out banners. Here's all the different 8-bit sprites you could print out. Now that I think about it, you know, if you printed out a lot of these, you could probably make your own Mario scenario. You know, really, now that I'm thinking about that, that's probably what they had planned. Let's do this one. Alright, we'll turn the printer on. Print. Get the cool music. And there it is.
Tear it off.
Pretty neat looking. Be especially cool if you cut it out and you could have like the exact 8-bit shape rather than all the white background. But, you know, the Game Boy printer was really cool. If you're a Game Boy enthusiast, you really should get one of these. I was always joking to myself, yeah, maybe one day they'll make a Game Boy scanner. Yeah, who knows, right? I mean, got the Game Boy Advance, why not? Game Boy printer was a serious battery eater. Took 6 AA's to run. But they've been in there for a while, so they don't drain easy. Got some refill paper for it that Nintendo, like I said, doesn't make anymore. So it's kind of like, once I'm done with that, you know, that's kind of it. I don't have a Game Boy printer anymore. But the paper's still good, as long as you keep it in the plastic sleeve. So that's it. You just saw Game Boy camera, Game Boy printer, and a small hint of Super Mario Bros. Deluxe. Alright, that's it. Thanks for watching, and I hope you enjoyed it.